This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It is time. And this is where we really reach out to the listeners. This is where we really give back a little bit to the community, I think.
Yes.
And we provide some serious economic advice, financial advice for all those people listening out there. And I mean, our audience is pretty youthful.
Absolutely.
We need these tips. And the King of Stinge is here to help.
King.
And also to hear from his loyal subjects.
Fair enough. Yes.
For
so
their
Lord
ideas.
Stefan and Lord Caleb.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my lords.
Natal. Oh, sorry, King, my lord.
Come on. Informal.
You got a little money-saving tip for me?
So, I mean, this one kind of borders on the edge of legality, so I'm not endorsing everybody do this, but, you know, at night, you just go in the city, and there's a few fountains around.
Oh, yeah.
And just have a little swim around the fountains. I'm sure you can go and find some from soap from somewhere. I think if you maybe head down to your local pool, there always seems to be at least one piece of soap left in the shower stalls down at your local pool, so you can take one of those soaps for free. Although you could probably use those showers at your local pool if you're there anyway, or hang on to the soap and go have a little wash in the fountain.
Nice. Hey, and while you're at the fountain, I reckon you could pick up like a cheap scuba set, like just like a snorkel. There's literally free money in most of those fountains. People are throwing their money away into the fountain, making foolish wishes. Just go in, take the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free change.
You know, about having a guilty conscience.
The ultimate emperor of stinge is something I read just a few weeks ago about this guy who, he was homeless, but he was trying to grow his online business.
Okay.
So what he would do is he would actually go to the gym, do his workout, have his shower in the morning, but then at night he would basically sleep, you know, on a park bench, because that's how stingy he was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lifestyle.
Did his business get up and running?
Eventually, someone who liked his business ended up inviting him over to his house.
Was his business comfortable park benches? Because, I mean, that just counts as research if you're sleeping on park
and
benches.
And apparently this was in Canada, and he's glad that he got some place to stay before the winter came. Before the winter came.
That's gold. Actually, I heard a good one.
Yeah.
Speaking of gyms, so people... a friend of mine, you know how you always get those like free trials?
Yeah.
So people hand them out in the street. They go like, oh, you know, come to the gym, you get the first 2 months free. He'll just go the first 2 months. As soon as that 2 months is finished, go to a new one.
Yeah. My housemate's doing the same thing.
It's so
about
good.
Three different gyms.
Clever.
The
Very clever. Mm. Or you get like, you put down your birthday and I think you might get like, oh, on your birthday, get free couple X amount of months of gym. Just keep changing your birthday.
It's just that easy.
And, you know, all those streaming services as well. There's so many free trials. Just have different emails, have a different person.
That's
just
totally
use their
right.
account.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.